Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Thanks for hanging out with us. Good to have you back, Joe.
Oh, it's great to be back, Brian. Happy Friday.
Yeah, it is a happy Friday. It looks really nice outside. It's going to be a great weekend. That storm last night woke me up. But I love a storm like that. Just wild. Rolled through and just kept on rolling.
It didn't park over North Tonawanda?
I mean, it had to be over in like 5 minutes, but it started with a bang, huge downpour. I'm glad I didn't get up to close the window because then it was just over.
Didn't wake me up at all. I'm a very sound sleeper.
I am too, but it was enough by me to wake me up. I had the storm. I have a kid who's not feeling good who woke up in the middle of the night. We had all sorts of different things going on.
So the first night we brought my son home, I took the early shift of the overnight, and he was crying so much that it woke my wife up. Did not wake me up, who was sitting right next to him. So
I've had that before.
Yeah. So now, when over the weekends when I stay in his room, I sleep on the floor right next to the crib. No issues.
But you stay in his room?
Yeah.
For?
The night.
For the whole night?
Yeah.
So you're kicked out of the bed? You don't?
Well, yeah. During the week, it's the other way around. My wife will sleep in the chair in that room all night.
Oh, I would. You shouldn't have sprung this on me. This is a whole, whole other show.
Well, we'll have to get into it.
This is a whole other show.
But I can't sleep in the chair because I won't hear him. So I sleep on the floor next to his crib with the monitor next to me so I can see into the crib and hear and get, an echo of what he is doing in the crib, and so it will wake me up.
Well, doesn't that cause like a feedback loop if you have a speaker?
I mean,
Yeah,
but it will wake me up. I mean, that's the whole point. And so we don't have the first night happen again.
Okay. I won't be here Monday.
Oh, all right.
Mark it down for Tuesday.
That's a tease. I can't wait.
Something to chew on for the weekend. Did you register for your Taylor Swift tickets, Joe?
I didn't, but you put a great business plan out there. See, I wish I was just smart like this. I'd have more money.
I can't believe you didn't register. You're the one who talks about wanting to go see it.
But I wouldn't. Like, if I knew that I could make the money that Nick was talking about making, I don't know if I could say no to the increase on or the return on profit that you could make off these tickets.
That you might make off the tickets.
Yeah. I mean, if the offer's there.
You could be a lucky person who lists tickets and has somebody buy them for 500% profit for you. Or you could be the person right next to them who never gets their tickets bought, and then you end up holding onto them, and you sell them for less than what you bought them for. Right? Yeah. So, I mean, it's like a gamble now with how they do the dynamic pricing and everything, which we'll get into. But I can't believe you're not registered because you want to see the show.
I think
you've been talking about it for... You said it's a show you would remember for decades. I'm trying to think of how you described it.
I said a couple hours ago, that people will remember for decades because it's been such a talked about tour. I mean, anyone... You might not know a Taylor Swift song, but you know the tour that's going around because it has made news repeatedly. I mean, not only in the cities that it's in, there's high profile people going. Aaron Rodgers, they talked about it on the football game last night. Aaron Rodgers went to both shows at MetLife. So it's a talked about tour. I mean, it is a big deal. Even if you don't like a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, sure, it's a big deal. I'm talking about you specifically, though. I feel like you were saying on this show like a few weeks ago, I forget how exactly you were describing it, but like you wanted to go so bad.
If the offer was there, I'd want to go, but it's in November. I just don't know if I... Not this November, next November. I just don't know if it's worth the money.
You don't know what the price is, though.
Yeah, that too. I should register.
What happened? What did Taylor Swift do to you in the last 2 weeks?
Taylor Swift did nothing to me. It's a talked about tour, and yes, if tickets fell in my lap, I would go.
I can guarantee you they are not going to fall in your lap.
That's the problem. I mean, that's the problem. It's going to cost me.
But you don't know how much it's going to cost you. Like, this is where I'm like, I want to know what happened in the last 2 weeks, where like 2 weeks ago, the last time we brought up how crazy this tour is, you were gung-ho saying like, oh, I want to go so bad. I would spend, I forgot what number you put out.
I'm not sure I said I wanted to go so bad. I said, if the tour came through Buffalo, it would be difficult to miss, is what I believe I said.
Well, it's not going to come through Buffalo.
Yeah,
but it's going
I put that together.
The next best thing.
Yes. I've never been to a concert at Rogers Center, by the way.
Well, how many concerts do they have at the Sky Dome? I mean, not a lot of people are playing a huge stadium concert in Toronto, are they?
I mean, there's been enough. I'm just saying I've never been to one.
Like who? Did the Rolling Stones do that? I don't think they're doing a lot of concerts there.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a big one. I'm going to register now. See what happens.
Now we got to dig up the tape. I want to know how much you said you'd pay for tickets just like a couple weeks ago, and now you don't even want them unless they're free. What happened?
I think that's. I don't know. I don't know. What date did you register for? By the way.
I picked the two Saturdays.
Well, that's
because they would be the easiest to sell.
Yeah. I couldn't.
I make no bones about what I'm registering for. I had to make sure I didn't accidentally click the box. Did you want to join the Taylor Club? I'm like, yeah, no. No, thanks. It's not for me. I want to, in 803-0930, you can weigh in with us here. Somebody said, I registered this morning just to be able to see how much tickets are. I think there's a lot of that curiosity there. I had to do research on this. She does use the variable pricing.
Ah.
That's the thing we talked about with Bruce Springsteen when he came here. They had the, dynamic pricing, they call it, that ebbs and flows based on demand. So you have Taylor Swift uses it. Paul McCartney's used it before. A lot of different artists use the variable pricing. It's gotten a lot of criticism. I love that artists, or that there's a couple articles at least that take the jump to point out, USA Today I'm reading from. It's important to remember that it's the artist telling Ticketmaster this is what they want to do, not the other way around. It's not as if they're helpless over here and can't make the rules. And I generally am for the variable pricing and the high prices that people pay at the box office for the tickets, because that's what we call market rate. Like that's the market price of the ticket. If somebody is willing to spend that much money for the ticket, then yes, the money should go to the people putting on the show.
That's right.
To the performer, to the crew, to all these people who are actually putting on the show. The artist should not be pressured into selling a ticket for, you know, $100 max when people would pay $2,000 for, out of some sense of, I don't know, obligation to not make it seem like they're ripping people off. You're not ripping people off. If the show's sold out, then you priced your tickets either too low or just right where they're supposed to be. And so I'm kind of for these, you know, variable pricing, things like that, because it takes people like me, Joe, who would buy the tickets just to resell them, and me take the profits out of the equation, which it has really cut down on scalpers. I mean, right. You don't see a lot of scalped tickets for these shows,
big
right?
Time concerts.
Or almost anything anymore.
No, because the profit's going to, like you said, the performer, the crew, the arena or stadium workers. You know, the people that put on the show, and that was the whole point.
The Bills, the Sabres do it now. The tickets that at the box office. You might look at them and say, wow, these are super high. They move tickets based on demand, and they're trying to kind of undercut the people scalping the tickets. And I can't say I disagree with that. But it brings up the question, how much money would you pay to go see this show or go see it? And by the way, if, you know, Taylor Swift or anyone who's touring feels bad that people are paying all this money and she thinks the ticket prices are too high, they could do what, Garth Brooks do this? Where he plays to an empty stadium, like on his last show. He was in Cincinnati, did two or three nights at their football stadium. You look at the pictures, there's nobody there. But That's because he says, all right, this is the ticket price. We're not going above this. And there's going to be way more tickets, or not way more, but there's going to be more tickets than there are demand. So you're not going to see any high price tickets on the secondary market.
Yeah, when he played the stadium here, it was all every ticket was the same price.
Every ticket's the same price, and it wasn't a complete sellout.
Right.
So he knows, all right, I'm going to the state. He could have played at the arena, you know, less than half the amount of people, and did variable pricing, made the same amount of money at the stadium,
yeah,
and had people pay instead of $100 to $500, $600. But no, he said, listen, I don't need, I'll make the same amount of money. We'll play at the stadium where I know it's not going to be a sellout. If it is a sellout, I'll add another date where I know that's not going to be a sellout. And everyone who wants to be able to come will be able to come. That's what an artist can do.
Yeah.
If they really don't want people to pay these big ones, they could book larger venues. They could extend their tour, add dates. The crazy thing about this Taylor Swift show is extend the tour, add date. She's going to play six nights at the stadium in Toronto. And the assumption is it's all going to sell out like that, which is nuts.
By the way, Garth Brooks, 2015, six shows at the arena. So he does do that when he does arena shows.
Yeah, keep adding until, you know, there's no reason for. It's like when Hamilton came here. Remember the Hamilton, the Broadway play, got all this hype, and they came and they did a run in Buffalo. Well, they played, you know, a lot of people tried to jump in, buy the tickets right away, and then resell them for double, triple the amount of money. But they did so many shows here in Buffalo that by the time the run was done, if you wanted to see Hamilton, you could have seen Hamilton for basically the exact same price that people were paying at the face value ticket price.
Right. The product and demand were the same.
Now, that can't be said about everything. Not everyone has that option. I don't know how many more than six shows Taylor Swift can really do at, you know, a stadium before the stadium kicks him out. Actually, she could probably. The Sky Dome, if Taylor Swift was like, you know, can we postpone the Blue Jays season for a little while or end it a little bit early?
Yeah, put some more games in Buffalo.
I got to fill this. I think they'd be like, yeah, okay, we'll sell more tickets with you than a baseball game. But sometimes you don't have that luxury. Sometimes it's only one and done. Sometimes you only have one shot. How much are you willing to pay for a ticket to go see whatever it is that's number one on your list? So it doesn't have to be Taylor Swift. It could be something else. We just had Gina in studio, and she said she registered for the ticket for somebody else. So I asked, what is their price? Like, what are they willing to pay for the ticket? And she said the answer was $500, which I, you know, six nights at the Sky Dome, I think you'll be able to get in for $500 at some point. You know, I don't, maybe on a Thursday, maybe it's a seat further away, but you'll be able to get in for $500. My guess is also if you save $500, you'll probably pay $600.
Yes.
Like, if you're already spending $500, but you can only get one for $600, my guess is that answer is really $600. But what is your price for, and what is the thing that you would pay big money for? It's funny because this was announced yesterday, the same day that I saw the tickets for Dallas and Miami. In soccer, so Messi is coming to Dallas, his first game outside of Miami, as he's been here, sold out in like an instant. And ticket prices on the secondary market are being sold for as much as $9,000 a piece, which good luck with that, I think. But the average ticket price for a game to see this player is like $300 or so. Up from about 30, you know, just a couple of weeks ago. $300 to see one game. If you're a Bills fan and you're listening to that, you're thinking, well, you are getting a bargain because I can't get to a Bills game unless it's in the freezing cold for under $250.
That's right.
So what is the price for you? What is the event? Now I'm confused. I thought this was your event, Joe.
Well, to put it in perspective of what Gina was talking about, with the dynamic pricing in L.A., tickets sold between $49 and $449. So that was with dynamic pricing at SoFi Stadium.
That's the
face value.
face value. Okay.
And now the cheapest ticket on StubHub is $800, and the most expensive is $11,000, which $11,000, I thought in L.A. might be a little higher. $8,000 to $11,000 for the L.A. show. So the dynamic pricing, the most expensive ticket was $449. Very reasonable. But Brian, I think even with dynamic pricing, you will be able to make that return on profit and then some. Or investment. Return on investment and then some.
Maybe. If you wait until the day of to get in. I mean, people were trying to unload tickets for lower than face value, I think, in New York, right?
Wow.
Who tried to, you know, jack up the price, didn't get lucky with the buyer. I just had to do that yesterday. I sold my ticket for tomorrow night.
Took a loss.
Took a $10 loss on my ticket.
Which better than having no money.
It's exactly. It's better than a total washout, but had to do it. The price that people will pay, is it also like reaching a bubble? Like we talk about like that. There's a housing market bubble. Is there a bubble here, a bubble? Are we at a ticket price bubble? Like how long can people continue to pay? I think about this with the Bills game prices and all these crazy concert tickets, whether it's Springsteen or Taylor Swift or any of these big names in between. How long can people continue to pay this amount of money to go to see a concert and continue to want to go to concerts? Because it's not as if people are just going once. Like, I feel like there's concert going people. Like, they like to go to multiple events, and you can only be stretched so thin.
And people who do that also like to collect swag from those events. But that's a good point, Brian. I mean, this show is over a year away. Does that bubble burst before November 24?
You're kind of taking a risk.
Yes, you are.
You know, like, what's going to happen between now and a year, over a year from now? There's no way of knowing. So, I don't know. I think it's interesting. But what is your price? So, $500. I hear that, Joe. $500 for an event, and I kind of go, phew. But I'm also the person who, you know, if you go 15 years ago, would hear $75 that somebody paid for an event and go, whoa, that's crazy. I am the person, Joe, when we went to the Bills home opener, it was Josh Allen's first start against the Chargers. That would have been 2018.
Josh Allen?
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking Eichel. Josh Allen, 2018. So that would have been a 2018 home opener. I saw tickets to get in for $50, and I was telling myself, like, $50 for a Bills game? Like, what? Yikes, I don't know if I could do that. Fast forward a couple years later, I paid $250 to go to a Bills game. So, like, things change, but as of now, what's your number?
Since then, the only game you could go to for $50 was the New England playoff game because it was so cold.
Yes. The only one you could go to was a playoff game. Imagine that.
So $500, I think for this tour that you're talking in the thousands, if you were able to get a ticket to this concert at $500, I think that's a steal. I mean, if you really want to go to the show.
But so, like, what plays into it? Does the event that you're going to, like, the talk around the tour obviously would play into this? But
I mean, this tour is very glorified. I think that's the word I've been looking for. That's a very glorified event.
The cost relative to what you could be paying, like, does that play into it at all?
For me, it does.
Flat. So $500 for this is okay because other people are paying in the thousands.
11,000. Yeah.
But something you would equally want to see, $500 you would never pay for?
It's a name by name, right? I mean, it's a show by show basis. And who knows, by next November, I don't know, the luster, the glamorizing of this tour might be gone. But it's not like you're seeing someone who, you know, has one album. I mean, Taylor Swift has almost two decades of music as well. So you're paying for a three-hour show. That plays into it, too. You know the runtime of the show. 3 hours at a concert when some concerts are going maybe 90 minutes, that, for me, will factor into it.
Okay. I can see that. Where I'm sitting plays a big role, too. The thing with this is, you're mentioning $500. $500 might be in the corner of the upper deck. I mean, you could be way up there.
Well, now if the scale is 49 to 449 like it was at SoFi Stadium.
If you're lucky enough to buy tickets at the box office.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about, the steal.
Yeah, but I'm
$500 for the top row is not a steal.
What people have been
paying
for these tickets, $500 at the top row is what you might expect to pay for the tickets if you're not lucky enough to get in.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay $500 to sit the top row. I don't care what the
like
show
that,
is.
But that to me is a big part of this. Like, I don't just want to see the show. I want, if I'm spending, you know, for me, the number is lower than $500 to get into anything. If I'm spending my top dollar, I want a top dollar experience. It's why I didn't go see the Misfits and Rancid and the Damned, and it was could have been the greatest show. I actually kicked myself for doing it because now Madison Square Garden, they were all playing together. It was one of the biggest punk rock shows ever. It would have cost like $100 to sit up in the upper deck. And I'm thinking, well, I would pay $100 to go see this, but not to sit way in the upper deck. In retrospect, I should have went because then there was no concerts anywhere for 2 years. But like that plays into it. Like if I'm going to spend my top dollar, I want to have my top seat.
Venue in that situation would also play in factor because Madison Square Garden, it's the storied arena. I would have probably gone just to be in Madison. Say I saw a concert at Madison Square Garden. For me, that venue plays in factor as well.
I guess I just, in my head, a concert at Madison Square Garden stinks.
But I know we're running against the clock, Joe. I'm sorry. But Phil Collins, what played into that? You knew it was going to be his last solo tour. I bought obstructed seats for $50. Some people would say that's ridiculous. It was one of the best concerts I went to. Never regretted it.
What is your top dollar that you'd pay for a ticket? A lot of people are wondering that today. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Masrowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. We're talking about what your number is. That is, what is the price you would pay to go see a lot of these big concerts? Or your number one. I guess we'll put it at that. Taylor Swift is coming to Toronto 6 nights at the Sky Dome in November of 2024, which is just kind of crazy that somebody can do 6 nights at a stadium. It's wild. And expect to sell it out, too. Like, that's part of this.
But I'll tell you, you want a cheap ticket, you wait 10 years. Because, you know, 15 years ago, the Backstreet Boys, you had to wait in line for tickets for hours. And they were ridiculous on the secondary market. I'd say the Backstreet Boys still sound pretty good, and you could go to see them at Darien Lake for $20.
Here's the difference between Taylor Swift and the Backstreet Boys. She's actually popular. Whereas, like, the Backstreet Boys had their thing and rose to fame, and then sputtered out. And what happened to all of them?
They're still touring.
That's, exactly. Because they need to. This tour is going to gross over $1 billion. You won't see, my guess, this is just my guess, you're not going to see Taylor Swift at a casino somewhere.
No, not a casino.
On the way down. Like, you're not catching her on the way down like you do some other.
Not a casino, but not everyone who tours is doing it for money. A lot of people just want to get back on the road. Do you really think Katy Perry needs all the money from her Vegas residency? She's a judge on American Idol. She's had top-selling albums.
But she crashed.
She crashed, and she didn't lose all her money.
You don't know
that. She had MC Hammer her money.
You don't know that.
I bet it's more because she wants to keep it going, to stay active.
Addicted to fame?
I think a lot of people are. I don't know that world. I'll never know that world. But I think a lot of people who hit the road, I would argue that, yeah, the Backstreet Boys have nowhere close to the money that Taylor Swift has because of the time that they were popular. My point is, in 10 years, you're not going to see Taylor Swift charging people charging $11,000 for a Taylor Swift concert.
No, but I wouldn't want to bet that you'll get a cheap Taylor Swift concert.
Well, we're going to have to hold this bet up in 10 years.
There might not be any concerts. I think some people are just, hey, see ya. You know, I'm done.
Yeah. I was just about to say, do you think Phil Collins needs the money? No, he does. He does need the money.
Right. Like, I think a lot of people do that, right? Like, I'm done. And some bands, I mean, look at the Dead rolling around. They just did their last tour. I mean, they were still doing huge stadiums.
Yeah.
And, I mean, tickets were not thousands of dollars, but they weren't cheap. And really anytime they came around, it's not like you could get in for $15 or something like that. I mean, they still played like as they played throughout their entire
They have a
career.
Very loyal fan base. The Dead and Dave Matthews Band. I think a lot of people going to see Taylor Swift now are not these diehard Taylor Swift fans. They are casual Taylor Swift fans that want to be in the moment. They want to say,
I don't know if a casual is a casual fan paying $500
with what social media is. Oh my gosh, I need these pictures for my Instagram. I need to get into this concert. I need to take a TikTok, a video. I think that plays a huge part into this as well.
Oh my goodness.
Wanting to be part of something, which is what I was trying to illustrate a few weeks ago. Trying to be part of something that a lot of people are talking about.
Is that the thing? Like, is that the whole thing?
I mean, no, Taylor Swift has her fans, obviously. She has a ton of fans, and she's one of the most popular musicians of all time. But I do think some of the people who are going to these concerts, they want to be able to say they were there. They want the social media clicks. They might not necessarily be the biggest Taylor Swift fans. The Dead, you're not getting that. No one's going to the Dead so they can get an Instagram picture. They're going because they love the Dead. That's, their whole summer revolves around that show.
Yeah, I still think the tickets are going to be expensive. I look at the Eagles, what they charged when they came to the after Glenn Frey died. So he was not on the stage.
Yeah, but they replaced him with Vince Gill. Big name country musician.
$300 to sit in the last row of the arena to see not the band.
Well, Don Henley's still there.
Okay,
we discussed this. Don Henley's there. You could still charge $300. If Don Henley wasn't with the Eagles, you're not getting $300.
I know they could because they did.
Yeah.
Phil Collins sits in one of these office chairs. $350.
It's a great show.
I think Peter Gabriel is coming to the... I have no idea about him, what he looks like or anything. I just know the name. I think Peter Gabriel. You look at tickets, hundreds and hundreds of... Rod Stewart's playing the OLG stage. The get-in price, it's like $250. So I would not bank on...
To my point, 10 years ago, you could see Rod Stewart for $50 in Vegas. So not every show he's done is bringing in $250, $300.
I just wouldn't bank on, seeing Taylor Swift at the county fair.
I did.
right, but I don't think the way down is
going to
be the
same. She's not returning?
I don't think so.
After her first album, she was at the Erie County Fair. And guess what? That was a hot ticket then.
But not a thousands of dollars ticket.
No.
We're getting lost though.
I'm sorry.
What is the number, the price you would pay to go see? And it doesn't have to be a concert. It's the thing for you. Maybe it's the Bills in the Super Bowl or any football game. Like, what is the number, your limit of what you would pay? Eve in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. All right, what's your number, Eve?
Good morning. I just heard you say the Dead when you put me on hold, and I was listening to you on there. So my number one is the Grateful Dead, and I subscribe to SiriusXM just so I can hear the Grateful Dead all the time.
Take that out of the recording. take that out of the podcast, please.
That said, my big number was in August of 21. I went to go see Dead and Company, and I had a couple extra bucks at the time, and I said, I'm going to do this. So I bought a VIP pass, and it was about $1,200, and I will never do it again. The experience was awesome being that close, and the reason why I would never do it again is one of the things that all these years of doing concerts over the years and seeing ticket prices be what they are, I won't do it anymore. But that year that I spent that $1,200 and I got right up on the rail, I'm 4'11". I asked five guys that are 6 foot, can I get up in front of you? All of them told me no, and it was like, okay, these are not the Deadheads I grew up with. They would say, yeah, get up there. So, I mean, the experience was awesome, but as far as what they're charging these days for those experiences is a little way out of my price range anymore.
Eve,
I'd love to see Taylor Swift.
Eve, what is the allure of the Grateful Dead? I've always wondered that. What is it about the Grateful Dead that, you listen to them all the time, you want to go to the concerts? What is it? What brings you in?
Well, for me, when I started really listening to Jerry Garcia play and listen to the intricacies and the notes and the scales that he plays in the music, it just really captured me. And it's the more I listen to it and more lyrics I listen to, they've got a lot of messages in there that are, like, pertinent to today. For instance, last night I went to Dark Star Orchestra. I wasn't going to go. And at the last minute, I was like, all right, I'll drive out there and check out the scene. So I drove out there, and VIP was sold out. So I was like, I don't want to go $23 for the field. So I go in there, and I pay my $23. I get in, and the guy says, do you need a wristband? I was like, sure. I get a wristband. I go stand in general admission, and I'm waiting there for a minute, and the lady says to me, you've got a VIP thing. You can be up front. Now, to me, the thing that attracts me to the Dead is there's always miracles happening, and that was one of the miracles, right? Like, I didn't expect to get up there, and that happens. Things that happen with the Dead in general, the allure is the people, the peace, the love, the community that all enjoy and have a single purpose to enjoy the Grateful Dead music. And that's one of the big ones. Like, they've got all these bands that strung off of that major band that started in 69. We got Dark Star Orchestra and all these local bands, you know, Dead Alliance Buffalo, Dead Buffalo Dead All-Stars, Scarlet Begonias, Talking Deadheads. You got all these springs up, and that's just New York. All across the country, you got all these bands springing up that are keeping that music alive. So, well, I think it's the community.
Eve, I'm glad you got the unique opportunity. And even if my eyes pop at that number, $1,200 for that VIP front of stage ticket. I think part of what ruins it for me, Joe, is I didn't go to my first concert with a seat until I was like 20 something years old, right? Like, there's not, going to shows, it's not a seated, it's general admission. I'm always right up at the rail. Like, I'm always right in the middle of it. So I like expect to be there almost. So the thought of like paying more, like now is I'm looking at some of these other bands and they're playing different venues and expanding my horizons maybe a little bit. I still do pick the front of stage. I'm going on Sunday in Rochester. I'll be in row one. I just cannot see it any other way, which is why part of that top dollar for me has to be a good seat. I can't pay my top dollar price for something way out there.
Yeah, let me say, at this point in my life, 34 years old, I can't think of anyone I'd pay $1,200 to see. I cannot justify $1,200 to see. And that goes for, I also think, in the Taylor Swift concert, if I look online and I see the ticket that I may have gotten for $300 for sale, averaging $1,000, $1,100, I would consider that I'm paying that much if I don't sell it. Does that make sense? Like, I'm losing that kind of money.
It's funny. I just read somebody who, we were talking about Messi because, you know, it's not just concerts. It's anything. Of people who bought tickets to go see somebody who was going to go see Messi play in Chicago, bought tickets when the rumors started to swirl that he was going to come play here. Front row of the stadium, which is, I think, a terrible seat for a game, but that's just me. But front row for $50, and those tickets are now going for thousands of dollars, and he's tempted to sell. But I think you look at that and say you got the deal of a lifetime, not I'm missing out on thousands of dollars, right? It's all on how you look at it.
Yeah, I mean, and that goes for if the Bills are in the AFC Championship game, I don't care how much the tickets around me are going. I'm not selling that game. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I have season tickets.
But what is the most that you'd pay for that game? For the Bills in the Super Bowl? For whatever? I mean, what is the event for you that you would pay your top dollar to see? And what's the top dollar?
Ooh. Well, I mean, Super Bowl, I feel like it'd be better to be in Buffalo for. I really do. I don't know. Maybe that's wrong. But I feel like Buffalo in the Super Bowl, I'd rather be here and just storm the streets if they win. I would pay top dollar for, I mean, I paid, $200 a seat for the AFC Championship game last year that didn't happen. So, I mean, I know that's low, but
is that your top dollar, though? Because that's, I mean, $200 is nothing. I mean, that's every game.
But if I didn't have season tickets and the AFC Championship went through Buffalo, I probably would max out at $500.
$500?
Because I'd want to be there. And I'm a huge Bills fan, don't get me wrong, but I want to be able to say I was at the first AFC Championship game since the 90s, right? Like, that plays in, that raises my price. My fandom puts it up at a certain number, and then wanting to be there pushes it up even more. And, I mean, people are going to be ticked at me for saying this, but Virginia Tech in a national championship game, I couldn't imagine missing. I don't know what that price point is. I couldn't imagine missing.
What's the price?
I don't have a good answer. I mean, it would...
$2,000.
It would probably be comparable to some of these Taylor Swift prices, yes.
$3,000.
Because it's not the kind of thing you're going to get out of the box office. You're going to have to go second market.
$5,000?
Not $5,000. it wouldn't go over $1,000, so I probably wouldn't be there. But I would be willing to go up to $1,000. Like, I would be willing to sell something
those
to be able to go to
that
game.
$1,000 or more?
Well, national championship is a lot like a Super Bowl. You've got so many fans, and my dad and I are not high enough in the Hokie Club to get the dibs from the box office, so you'd have to go second market.
I don't think you're crazy with the Super Bowl thing. I do not have a desire to be at the Super Bowl when, you know, hopefully one day the Bills get there, which sounds crazy, but I would rather be here just like
around
you.
Around people.
My top dollar, I want to say, is around $250, $300. Like, sometimes these things are warped. Like, everything's a big festival now. Like, does a festival ticket count? I want to put that off. Like, oh, if I made a dream lineup of, like, all your favorite artists, like, oh, and you'd stop at $250 for this. Well, you know, if we're talking pie in the sky, I don't know about that. Games are, I think, no longer on my list. Of the thought of paying a ton of money for a singular game isn't crazy.
Game 7, Stanley Cup?
That's the thing, though. Like, as soon as that thought popped in my mind, I'm thinking, well, the Sabres are back in the Stanley Cup final. Like, I want to be there. How much do I want to be there? Again, if I'm paying $500, I'm probably out watching on a screen in the plaza. Right? Like, I'm still feel like I'm a part of it, but I'm only going a certain amount for a game that can end up being a huge disappointment.
In the sports world, this is why, like, the Mets and Virginia Tech are different, because Sabres, Bills, no matter what I'm doing, I'm here in Buffalo, I'm around fans, right? Most likely I'm not going to be surrounded by Tech or Mets fans in that situation. So I'd love to go to a World Series game or a national championship. I think that factors in more, because regardless, the experience is going to be me around Buffalo fans when Buffalo gets to a championship. It's not the same the other way around.
For a concert, I want to say it's like $250. Like, that is the most I can imagine paying for.
Nothing brings that up?
One.
Outside a festival, nothing brings that up?
But that, like, the thing is, who would you pay it to go see? When you ask that, the who, I kind of blank. Because the who could be, not the who, I would not pay $250 to see the who right now. but there are bands I've seen before that if you told me now, okay, well, now we're raising our ticket price to $250, I can't imagine that happening, but I would kind of go, okay, like, I guess that's what we're paying to go see you now. Like, I'm going to see you every time you're in town. That's how much I'm paying, but I think that's my limit.
That's a good thing about the music I like, right? I like country music. Can get a lawn seat at Darien Lake. I like 80s music. Huey Lewis is at Art Park. You know what I mean? Like, the bands that I like to see don't do crazy expensive shows. I mean, Def Leppard and Journey did. I paid $75. You know what I mean? Like, the bands that I listen to aren't doing these extravagant high price shows or high demand shows. If Huey Lewis came out of retirement, which he won't because of his hearing issue, if he came out of retirement, I'd be psyched for that. Probably could get great tickets for $50. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's part of it for me is, like, the seating thing. The seating thing matters so much. I can't pay top dollar for just to get in. And in many cases, I don't even want to just get. There are some venues where just getting in is fine because every seat is great. But that doesn't work for all. Jason Isbell's here tomorrow. And I had a seat front of row pit. So not a seat. The standing room right in the front of the stage.
The Mazurowski special.
It was $100. I sold it. Basically got it all back. But I said, like, well, I could pay $20 and go on the lawn. You're seeing the same show. But I couldn't do that. Like, I would not enjoy myself the same way being back on the lawn, just, like, sitting as if I'm on my back deck with it on, you know, the CD player or something like that. Like, it is not the same experience for me, even if the price is exponentially less.
Right.
It's, to me, it's like not worth it at all. It's worth it at this price, or it's...
We're not going at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
I don't know. $250? I mean, what are we going to say about that in the... Right, like in a couple years, the way these ticket prices have gone up.
$250 will be the nosebleed face value.
I know. It's just crazy. Well, I won't be here Monday, but you got Hardline coming up on Sunday, Joe.
Hardline, we're going to try to get someone from the No Labels movement. Have you heard of this? We're going to try to get someone on Sunday. Also, something Brian and I talked about earlier in the week, gas prices and the tolls on the thruway. We're going to have someone talking about that as well.
You might have an ultra surprise guest on.
I may. I don't want to tease it, though.
And not in the sense that he's, you know, like the biggest name possible.
Taylor Swift's not coming on the show.
It is a big name, but not modern. It's a name that when you hear it, you might have the same reaction of me. It was like, I can't believe that guy's still around.
But I don't want to say it because it could be someone else from the group. But hoping to make that surprise on Sunday. Regardless, it'll be a decent show. 10 o'clock Sunday. I'll be back 9 o'clock Monday. Brian will be back 5 o'clock Tuesday. Have a great weekend. David's next.